Hey, Pool Chasers. Today is Sunday, March 31st, and welcome to this week's Flash Briefing. As always, you can find everything discussed in our show notes, or you can visit poolchasers.com and click on this week's Flash Briefing. If you have some exciting news you want to share with us, you can email me directly at poolchasers.greg@gmail.com. All right, let's go. SRS Distribution, Inc. has struck a massive deal with the Home Depot agreeing to an $18.2 billion acquisition. But here's where it gets interesting. SRS Distribution isn't just getting absorbed. They're set to run as an independent business unit under the Home Depot's vast umbrella. Their mission? To turbocharge growth specifically in the pro market. It's a bold move that could shake things up for professionals in the industry. If you want the full scoop, head over to poolmagazine.com. Pentair receives the 2024 Energy Star Partner of the Year. Sustained Excellence Award from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, also known as the EPA, and the U.S. Department of Energy. This is the 12th consecutive year Pentair has received this award. You can read the full article, poolmagazine.com. Fluidra has been recognized by the U.S. EPA and the U.S. Department of Energy as a 2024 Energy Star Partner of the Year. This prestigious award honors organizations that have made outstanding contributions to protecting the environment through energy efficiency achievements. Receiving the Energy Star Partner of the Year award is a testament to our unwavering commitment to sustainability and energy efficiency, said Lenny Rhodes, president of Fluidra North America. This prestigious recognition underscores our dedication to environmental preservation and innovation, driving us to continue leading the way towards a more sustainable future. You can read the full article in full at poolmagazine.com. Just because pool water looks clear doesn't mean it's safe to dive into. A recent survey conducted by the Harris Poll and commissioned by Leslie's has revealed a startling fact: a whopping 71% of people surveyed are under the impression that if pool water is clear, it's clean and safe for swimming. We all know that's not true. Read the full article. poolmagazine.com. Fulham soccer team is making a splash in the UK, quite literally with their latest upgrade at Craven Cottage. They're adding a swimming pool to the new Riverside Stand, but this isn't just any pool. It's an infinity pool, stretching 50 feet long and 16 feet wide with a depth of only 4 feet. So it's more about the view than it is the dive. An interesting twist to the traditional football stadium amenities. For more details, head over to theatlantic.com. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has just announced a game-changing investment in communities across New York. The initiative, dubbed NY Swims, is pouring $150 million in grant funding into local areas aiming to introduce 10 new landmark public swimming pools where they're needed the most. But that's not all. To tackle those scorching summer days, they're also rolling out pop-up above-ground pools. You heard me right. Now get this. A cool $60 million of that funding is for something truly innovative. Floating pools. Yes, you heard that right. These are designed to let New Yorkers enjoy a dip in natural bodies of water safely. And for a more flexible approach to beating the heat, there's a $30 million initiative municipal grant program on the table for small, mobile, pop-up swimming pools. These aren't your average pools. They're movable facilities that can pop up anywhere from block parties to parks, making a splash wherever they go. It's a bold move by Governor Hochul. France boasts over 3 million private swimming pools, the highest number in Europe, reflecting a sector that has seen sustained growth. The government is now leveraging artificial intelligence to identify unregistered pools. This article also explores the significance and challenges of public swimming facilities, shedding light on their cultural importance and the broader implications for French society. If you click the link in our show notes, there's about a 10-minute video where they go all through it. It's very interesting. Check it out. Brain announces new feature, the ability to update billing settings in bulk. You can now push price changes and billing setting changes to all customers and route schedules. You can update changes across the entire system when editing the following settings in the billing default section on the settings page. Monthly flat rate or per visit. Paid in advance or paid in arrears, invoice terms, auto email invoice, price changes for any service, level type, combination, auto charge for chemicals used or not on any service level, and tax rate assignment. Check out the latest features at poolbrain.com to see why PoolBrain is the number one pool company software platform for medium to large businesses. Pro Pool Inspectors is the definitive pool inspection company with a focus on helping pool professionals feel confident inspecting a pool and its equipment. The only dedicated pool inspection app on the market, the Pro Pool Inspectors app guides you through the inspection process, streamlining the journey so you don't miss a thing. Pro Pool Inspectors offers a two-day comprehensive training course on pool inspection with classroom and field experience available. April 11th through the 12th, April 25th through the 26th, and May 23rd through the 24th, and May 9th through the 10th, they will be offering an exclusive remote class you can take live with the instructor from the comfort of your own home or office. Pro Pool Inspectors' mission is to help inspectors feel confident in every aspect of their inspection business journey. To learn more, visit propoolinspectors.com. For a limited time, take advantage of a $150 instant rebate with the purchase of any Raypak or Rheem Crosswind V pool heater. This offer is valid from February 2nd through April 30th, 2024. It's an exceptional opportunity to equip your projects with state-of-the-art pool heaters at a reduced cost. Don't miss out on enhancing your service offerings and delighting your clients with the quality and reliability of Raypak products. Act now to make the most of this limited-time offer. For pool builders looking to offer top-tier financing options, Lion Financial provides a comprehensive solution. With an easy online application, personalized financing plans, and opportunities for co-branded marketing materials, Lion Financial aims to streamline the financing process for both builders and their customers. They support a range of outdoor projects, ensuring timely payments and aiding business growth. Pool Industry Podcasts. Poolside Perspectives Podcast, Episode 26. 12 questions a homeowner should ask a designer for the best backyard project. Pool Guy Podcast Show has 5 new episodes. PoolerX Overview with Fred Schwer PoolerX. PoolerX Sales Strategies and When to Sell a Booster. PoolerX Capability and Use Questions. Making the Chlorine Last in a Pool. Planning Your Exit Strategy. Pool Nation Podcast, Episode 189. How a Pool Company Turned a Chlorine Crisis into a $75,000 Profit. The Secret Strategy Revealed. Talking Pools Podcast has some new episodes. Pool Service Employee Policies. Article 680, Swimming Pools, Spas, Hot Tubs, Fountains, and Similar Installations. Part 2, Filipino Public Pools. The Arenda App Controversy. Pool Owner Personalities. The Deep End Pool Podcast. Episode 118, Safety Barriers for Swimming Pools with Dave Woods of All Safe Pools. Pool School Podcast. The most common pool myth of all time has been discovered. Book of the Week, Places We Swim. Exploring Australia's best beaches, pools, waterfalls, lakes, hot springs, and gorges by Dylan, I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Quote of the Week, Empty Your Mind, Be Formless, Shapeless, Like Water, Bruce Lee. Pools and Culture. Red Bull boss Christian Horner and wife Jerry Halliwell are in a fight with neighbors over disrespectful plans to build a swimming pool by an old churchyard. Come on, folks, just let them build their pool. Pool of the Week, Sphere Pool at the Euphoria Retreat in Maastricht, Greece. Well, that's a wrap for this week's News Flash Briefing. Thank you all so much for listening. Catch you next week.